It's a Mind Food Monday, and what would Mind Food Magazine be without the scrumptious recipes and things like that? Now, as well as being the Managing Director of Mind Food Magazine, we welcome the Food Director, Michelle McHugh. How are you, Michelle?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm brilliant, and this is so exciting that we've now got Mind Food Radio underway. Now, just for those of us who are just getting used to this process, you can also hear these interviews on your online page, can't you?
Yes, mindfood.com. We'll run these interviews as well, and then on mindfood.com we've also got lots of other delicious recipes and food happenings and all sorts of things on there. So yes, check out the site.
Fantastic. Now, the thing we need to remember is that in this edition we're focusing on dads because it's Father's Day month. Now, we're going to touch briefly on the fact that it's between seasons and we're looking at sprouts, growing your own,
yes,
in fact.
Yes, we've got the spotlight on sprouts this month at Mind Food. They're crunchy and they're super healthy and they're very easy to grow. So we've just we've looked at sprouts. You know, you can sprout all sorts of things, your seeds and beans, peas and grains, and we've even sprouted some broccoli as well as radish. And then we've used those sprouts to make some delicious recipes, which we're featuring in the magazine this month.
Fantastic. So have you got a test kitchen where you're actually growing all of these things so you can see how they work?
Yeah, we have. We've got one here in Australia and one in New Zealand as well. And Sally's been over there. She's been sprouting away for a sec and she's written some beautiful recipes.
Fantastic.
We've got a bagel with a poached egg. And what else have we done? We've got sprouts with peas and quinoa and a lovely minted Greek yogurt. We've added a little bit of vinegar there to make a sour note. And then we've also done quick noodles, which we've made a beautiful spicy sour sauce, and then we can, you know, you put them in a jar, put the sauce in the jar too and take it to work and heat the two up, and you've got a fantastic lunch for at the office.
Yum. Now, one thing Mind Food is famous for is the weekly menu planner. This is a fabulous way to get some creativity into your menu because on average most people, did you know, Michelle, have a 3-week turnaround. They do.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you'll make the same meal every 3 weeks. You know, you've got your favourites, haven't you? But we're talking fathers, so your weekly menu plan is aimed a bit more towards them, isn't it?
Well, this week we've got the simple pleasures for Dad. So we've done lots of beautiful recipes for what would your dad like? I know my dad loves a good old pie. So we've got a slow-cooked lamb pie with a lovely pea mash. So that's perfect for a nice spring meal. And we've noticed there's been a bit of a trend towards cauliflower. So we've taken the old simple cauliflower and we've steamed it, we've pulsed it in the kitchen whiz, and then we've added some egg and parmesan cheese, and we've turned it into a pizza base.
As you do. I love cauliflower. Cauliflower is hugely underrated.
Oh, exactly. It's very trendy right now. I think it's overranked kale in the trend scale.
Kale.
So, yeah.
No good can come from it.
You reckon? She was growing up, kale was what they fed the cows.
Exactly. Right, now also, the vegans aren't being left out, are they? We're looking at sourdough crumpets in this month's edition.
Yes, well, when I was growing up, crumpets was one of the things that Mum would make, treat you to on the weekend, and they were butter and golden syrup. They were beautiful. But we've changed around a bit. We've made our golden circles. We've started them off with a sourdough starter. So it's just basically mixing some flour and water together, some, of course, gluten-free flour or brown rice flour. And you've got to allow 4 to 10 days, though, because you've got to feed the starter and you've got to look after it, you've got to keep it warm. And then you can make these beautiful crumpets. And we've served them with a nice spring salsa with avocados. Oh, what else have we got in there? Avocados and some nice fennel. So a bit of a twist on a traditional breakfast, but I think you'll be pleased with the outcome.
Fabulous. Now, Father's Day month wouldn't be complete without the old meatball, would it?
Oh, round and proud. We've looked at balls. We've looked at balls this month.
Excellent. And, you can't go past those.
No, look, fresh is best when you're making your meatballs. You've got to keep the mixture nice and cool to ensure good round balls and treat them gently.
Lovely. we don't want Dad to wince while you're making the balls, do we, Michelle?
No, we've got to keep dads happy. So, yeah. No, we've looked at some good balls. We've got a nice self-sourcing beef ball.
Yeah.
We've got a nice, beautiful flaky fish ball that's cooked in the oven. And what else have we done? We've done a beautiful spicy lamb ball with Middle Eastern spices. Yeah, we've done the balls proud, I think.
Fantastic. And we rounded off nicely with the Mind Food Food Edition of craft beers.
Yes. We've looked at I had lots of fun travelling around New Zealand, popping into in and out of all sorts of booze outlets, and we managed to get some great craft beers. So, yes, that's all in the issue.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. So it's always something for everybody. It's a gastronomic delight. Michelle McHugh, the food director and managing director of Mind Food Magazine, thanks for being part of Mind Food Radio.
Well, thank you very much.